Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grim's Hentai Corner, or Hentai Games Corner, and we're back with Eve Nicole again. So let's go ahead and get started. Not even sure where we're supposed to go right now. Love Gauge. I'm gonna have one wife. Okay. Oh, I think I was supposed to go back to town. So, yeah, we'll just go back to town. Hold on. I forgot where I was, folks. It's been a while. Ugh. I don't feel like I can accept her thanks right now. I should walk around outside town a little longer. Ah, I want to see the ocean. Unable to get over what happened to Culpis, Aster decided to clear up his dour feelings by walking around outside the city. No. Okay. I remember this place. Next thing Aster knew, he found himself at the shore he washed up on. Looks like Sky Island moved. If Mother Eve really lives up there, she could have bothered to save Culpis. The way you're looking at the sky makes me think that's really where you came from. Huh? Sounds like you beat the outlaw leader. Did you meet up with Ramius? Yeah, but the girl got kidnapped, became an outlaw. Oh, so you were too late. But at least you saved her life. When outlaws have their fill of abducting girls, they're usually killed. Huh? Outlaws aren't blessed, so they can't get what they need to live unless they steal. But they can only steal so much so they wouldn't give themselves more mouths to feed. What the heck? Is that any reason to kill people? They're willing to do it, as that's what made them outlaws in the first place. Despicable. Girls are nice and soft and pretty and smell nice and make all men happy. To rape them to satisfy yourself and then kill them... They're absolutely reprehensible. I see. I thought you were just a huge perv, but you're surprisingly earnest. Huh? Now how'd you know I'm a perv? I figured it out pretty quick. Even back when I saved you on the beach, I noticed you enjoying my butt. Well, I was amused enough that I started pushing it against you on purpose at some point. That was intentional? Aster blushed at his lecherous heart being revealed. Rich grinned at his embarrassment. Ah. But as that exchange went on, Aster noticed that his previous depression was somewhat lifted. Maybe she was trying to cheer me up. By the way, why are you running away from Ramius and, like, sneaking into dangerous caves and stuff? Oh, so you're curious? Of course, I'm sure you're strong, but I wouldn't want to see anything bad happen to a girl. You shouldn't say that to just anyone or someone will get the wrong idea. About what? They might think you're interested. Then you're just causing problems. But I am interested. You are? Of course, Ramius is cute, but you're also really hot. I see. No one's ever told me that before. Okay, thanks. For girls as cute as Rich, you'd think they'd hear it all the time. I came to Abel to get info from the outlaws. Info? Yeah, the outlaws seem more organized lately, so I'm trying to figure out who's behind them. Why would you do that? Because I feel all you do. I hate outlaws and I don't want more girls to end up like Culpis, I suppose. So you're a knight, right? Nope. Of course I do have permission to beat bad guys, same as you though. Ramius is chasing you, but you're something similar to a knight, so are you... Who I am's not important. Anyway, what about Ramius? She's really strong, huh? Oh yeah, she even saved me. Knights sure are powerful. Aster described what had happened in the cave after he parted ways with Rich. And then when I was surrounded, she appeared and beat up the enemies behind me like BOOM! BAM! That barely tells me what happened. That sounds like something Ramius would do. But what really told me Ramius is strong is when she got Culpis under control, I guess. It was probably to keep Culpis calm, but even when she was stabbed with a syringe, she didn't bat an eye. Huh? A syringe? Oh yeah, I think it belonged to the outlaws. Culpis picked up a syringe off the ground and stabbed it into Ramius' arm. Wait a second, was it this? Yeah, that. The fluid was the same color. Oh no, seriously? Why? Crash. Hey, what's wrong? Adam's Aden's blood, or Aden's blood. Is that what this fluid's called? Didn't realize this was blood. It's not. It's a drug the outlaws brought in. A drug. Using it gives you a sense of intoxication and security. It also sharpens the senses so it can be used as an aphrodisiac. My sisters have told me about drugs. They make you feel good for a while, but if you use them regularly, they mess up your body and mind. Depending on how it's synthesized, Aden's blood can have a bunch of different effects. What they had was probably made with an emphasis on the aphrodisiac aspect. Aden's blood. Is it called that because it was made by a guy named Aden? Aden's the name of the Archfiend who brought monsters into the world. Archfiend, that seems kind of exaggerated. It's not hyperbole. It's given the name of the Archfiend because the desires the drug that drug draws out are impossible to hold in. Desires. Those that frenzies have to kill. Those who hallucinate can no longer see reality. And those whose pleasure is drawn out will indiscriminately desire the opposite sex. What if you just tied them up until the effects ran out? You can't. If you try to stop the symptoms, most people go mad. Then what about Ramius? She'll lose all self-control at the same time she's filled with lust and she'll assault a guy. And if he happens to be married already, so Ramius might become an outlaw? Nope, Ramius wouldn't let that happen. She'd kill herself first. What do I do? It's all my fault. If only I didn't come to Abel. Don't blame yourself, Rich. It's all in the outlaws. None of this would have happened if they weren't around. So don't feel bad. It'll help. So let's come up with a way to get Ramius back to normal. Aster. A drug though. If only there was some kind of antidote. There's a way. There's one way to save Ramius. Huh? Really? Asterisk. Yes? Rich suddenly changed her attitude and stared into Aster's eyes. Please, have sex with Ramius. What? I guess the outlaws were trying to conserve Aiden's blood because it's really thin. If she spends about a night feeling so good she can't think, the symptoms should be under control by tomorrow morning. Wait, are you really saying this? I know you already have two brides in mind. Oh yeah, but I beg of you, please, suppress Ramius' lust by having sex with her. Rich kneeled to Aster. I know I'm asking a lot. Still, please, save Ramius by making her yours. Just raise your head first. Do you hate Ramius? Nah, actually I think I like her. She seems a little slow, but she tries hard and risks her life to fight for people in need. I find that really cool. What about her looks? No complaints there. Any man would want to rub those big boobs, I'd have to assume. So it's fine with me. Actually, I want to do Ramius. Really? You do? Well, I don't think it's my decision alone to make. I'm sure Ramius likes someone. She doesn't. That's a quick response. Well, we're old friends, so I know. Not only is Ramius not into anyone, I'm pretty sure she's never been. Maybe not Ramius, but I imagine plenty of guys are interested in her. Also not true. People call her the loner knight. Even other knights keep their distance. Seriously? But she's so hot, but she's got such big boobs. Yeah, well, sure, her appearance isn't the problem. I see. I'm really sorry to ask this of you. Huh? What? I mean, asking you to marry Ramius is like telling you to give up on the girls you already love. Nah, doesn't working your way up as a knight let you have more wives? That's true, but do you really think you can do it? Of course, so I'd be happy to have sex with Ramius. Don't worry about a thing. Well, kind of worried about making my sisters wait, but oh well. Huh, then I'll stop feeling bad. Take care of Ramius. Sure, leave it to me. I'll head to the inn and talk to her then. Aster waved to Rich and returned to Abel. Tonight, they're gonna... How nice. What's with me? I'm the one that asked him to do it, but now I'm sad for some reason. Rich thought about it for a while, but couldn't figure out the cause. I don't even know if that was necessary. Aster asked the inn owner for Ramius' room and stood outside her door. Sun's gone down already. I wonder if she's awake. Is this moaning? The sounds Aster heard from inside the room let him know that only Ramius was there. Does that mean Ramius is touching herself? Aster held back on knocking so as not to interrupt and continued to listen to Ramius's voice. I never knew girls could moan like this. Whoa, just her voice is turning me on. Esther got a boner as he held up his ear to the door. Eddie held he held his ear up to the door. Well, you know, same thing. After one final shriek, all he heard was Ramius' ragged breathing. Is it over? Knock, knock. Who's there? Esther, sorry I'm late. Esther? One moment. Actually, never mind. Come in. Esther felt awkward after what just happened, but didn't let it show on his face as he turned the doorknob. Click. Apologies for not being dressed. Wearing clothes is difficult at the moment. Oh, okay, sure. I really don't mind. Esther turned away, but still found himself checking out Ramius's body. The room was filled with her odor, vividly bringing to mind what she was doing just a moment ago. Alright, I said I'd thank you. Sorry, I'm going through something that's making it hard to think. I have a report to write, so unfortunately I'll need to take it back to the capital. Thud. Ramius stumbled on the way to her desk, so Esther caught her by reflex. Ramius' soft breath sandwiched Aster's forearm, making both of them freeze up. A girl's bare boobs. Soft. A man's tight forearm. It's getting me strangely hot. I'm sorry. I don't seem to have my footing at the moment. Don't worry about it. Actually, I appreciate the delightful sensation. Again with that. He's just touching a failure of a woman's chest, and yet he looks so happy. As though to shake off the feeling of Aster's skin, Ramius lightly pushed him away, creating some distance. Is Yadin's blood that bad? You knew? I just heard from someone I know. I see. Then you know what situation I'm in, I take it. Yeah, so it's an aphrodisiac? Yes, just a moment ago I tried to handle it myself, but it doesn't seem to be working. But by yourself? Whoop. What else could I have done? I don't have anyone to turn to for this. It's not like it's a bad thing. I've always had to do it myself, too. Talk about masturbation isn't easy to respond to. Yeah. They averted their eyes from each other and laughed at nothing in particular. Like she was carried along by the lightened mood, Ramius said something further. May I ask you a favor? What? Can you help me commit suicide? No, that's a big no on that one. Wait, you want me to help kill you? Yes, at this rate, I'll give in to the Aiden's blood before long. A knight becoming an outlaw would harm the dignity of their country. Dignity. Ramius picked up her lance from against the wall, made Esther hold it, and directed the point to her heart. I'll slit my neck with a dagger. Then you give me one good thrust to make sure. Hey! Don't worry. I've written a parting message that should absolve you of all guilt. That's not the issue here! Worried about getting your clothes bloody? I can pay for them to be cleaned. Asta's distress went unnoticed by Ramius, who continued to try and convince him. Then lastly... If only I were a little cuter, maybe there could have been another way. Her eyes teared up as she solemnly smiled. Ramius! Squeeze. Aster? Aster tightly hugged the naked woman in front of him. Would I be good enough? I can't just let you die, so I want to save you somehow. I'll take care of all your lust, however it takes till you feel better, I'll be with you. Squeezing even harder, he honestly expressed his desire for Ramius. Thanks, Aster. I appreciate the sentiment, but I can't accept. Don't force yourself. I can feel you shaking. You had the courage to embrace a woman who can compete with monsters, and I admire that, at least. Huh? That's not why I'm shaking. It's because I just hugged a girl for the first time, so I'm nervous. She doesn't seem to think of herself as a woman. A girl! Don't lie, you're afraid of me. I'm so strong, it hurt if I hugged you back. You're not scary at all. You're really sexy. Sexy? I was listening to you outside the door just a bit ago. What? What? Yeah, there's women that actually do this. Where you're like, oh, nobody's interested in me, there's nothing great about me, and you notice she's got, like, giant boobs or something, and you're like, actually... And she's like, oh, no, that can't be, no, nobody likes me, I'm not that interesting, I'm just... They always try to say, oh, I'm not that interesting, I'm just, you know, this regular old person, I'm not that great, it just... I'm not so-and-so, they'll start talking about, like, I'm not this model, or I'm not this actress, or I'm not it's like, yeah, but it doesn't really matter, does it? And then they think about it for a second, and they're like, you know what, yeah, you're right, if you do like me, I mean, we can do the thing, nervous as hell, you know, but yeah, it happened. And I've been turned on ever since, I mean, my crotch, this is embarrassing, but give it a touch. Your crotch? Ramius timidly reached her arm for Aster's crotch, touched the hard part, and stiffened himself. How in the world? It's like he takes his hand, stiff, and just boom, everything just goes up automatically. What? Did you put something hard in there? What? It twitched. That means I want to have sex with you a lot. Really? Don't you know a man's crotch can't lie? He is right about that. All I'm good for is fighting and... And you would still have me? You must know this means I'll be your wife. We haven't spent much time together yet, so I can't say much about that, but you're at least super cute, so that makes you good for more than one thing. Well, hey, he's weighing his options here. Can we? Ramius responded with silence, but Aster kept waiting patiently until she finally whispered. She says, please make me your bride. Okay. Aster brought his face close to the girl in his arms and kissed her lustrous lips. Pomf. I don't know what pomf. Aster carried Ramius to the bed and pushed her down on it. Having never experienced such a thing before, Ramius's mouth emitted a whimper. There you go, you can see the full scene there. What kind of face am I supposed to make? Without actually asking out loud, Ramius's eyes darted about. Are you nervous? Nervous? Naturally, I've never done anything like this. Same here. In contrast to Ramius, Astro looked like he could hardly wait. Ramius relaxed a tiny bit. Sure, what? Something you want me to do? Sorry, just messing with you. I actually really want to rub them like this. Before he finished talking, Aster started to grope the soft flesh, sometimes gripping hard, sometimes gripping lightly. Aha! Even softer and fluffier than I imagined! The sensation of rubbing these obscenely contorting breasts impressed Aster. The feeling of having her breasts massaged by a man for the first time caused Ramius to yelp and her nipples to harden. What she felt when she tried to suppress the effects of the Aiden's blood moments earlier was different from this. Ramius was extremely sensitive to Aster's caresses, almost like her whole body had become an erogenous zone. The extreme ecstasy left Ramius unsure of what to do, and then... Ah, your boobs are dang soft. The soft sensation of the breasts in his palms left Aster deeply moved. These boobs are all mine now. I love it. The breasts were too big to contain in Aster's hands. He enjoyed them thoroughly. They were shockingly soft, yet had a definite firmness to them. It was more than enough to captivate Aster. My sister said girls are made of magic, but it's really true. Ramius groaned, but it was a low, reserved groan. Ah, am I that bad? Does it not feel good? Whoops, sorry about that. No, I'd rather you moan if you're enjoying it. It's a huge turn-on. Nope, no need for that. In fact, I want to hear you sounding sexy. Aster squeezed Ramius' breast, cutting her off. Ramius was reserved at first, but her moans gradually increased in volume. Ramius' abdomen was shockingly hot and felt like it was throbbing. The size and feel of these is perfect. Each movement of his palms erotically contorted to the soft globes, making Aster unintentionally express his approval. Ramius accidentally revealed that she gropes her own chest and blushed. What a waste. Boobs like these should be rubbed by more than their owner. From now on, I'll be rubbing them. Yeah, can I suck them now? Yeah, like a baby, lol. Cute. Ramius directed her eyes down and offered her breast with shame, further swelling Aster's crotch. Here goes then. Oh, there's two CGs. There we go. He put the tip of her breast in his mouth and lightly slurped on it. Aster's tongue teasing her nipple was all it took for Ramius to shiver and gasp. Sounds like it feels good. Next, Aster kept the nipple in his mouth and rolled it with the tip of his tongue. No milk, of course. Aster thought as he resumed sucking on Ramius' nipple. But if I keep this up, maybe. Now, I've heard of men that tried that shit. Or they would try to make a woman lactate. I believe it is possible without pregnancy. I have seen examples where guys tried it. Oh, nothing. Aster shook off the foolish thought and moved on to sliding his lips to her cleavage. He tasted the sweat between her breasts as he wriggled his tongue. Smooch. I'm not doing that, folks. Then his lips gave her vibrant skin a peck. So how about this music? I think this H-scene music is great. It's really nice, soothing, relaxing. It's great. You could listen to it at the drive home. It's just really good. When Aster took his lips away, a pink flower-like mark was left. Sorry, did that hurt? Gulp, are you sure? Oh man, she's so cute. Aster was once again grateful to have a girl like this as his wife. Your boobs rule, Ramius. I can't believe that sexy boobs are supposed to be for a baby. I never got that. Why do babies get all the fun? Damn babies. Crying and shitting their pants all the time. Are you sure you want me to go that far? With that proclamation, Aster's chains of self-restraint shattered. Thanks, Ramius. He enjoyed the sensation of the soft boobs with his palms as he painted her skin with saliva. Then he put the supple flesh in his mouth and teasingly bit on it. I know, I'm not the best narrator. Some of you would rather hear Gilbert Godfrey do this, but unfortunately I don't have the money to pay him. Should bite harder than this, apparently. Alright then. This time Aster bit with enough force to leave a mark. Aster, Jesus, don't bite it off. Still think that was a bit too hard. Aster took his lips off her breast for the time being and checked the teeth mark in the soft flesh. Sorry. He apologized while licking the marks. Dumbass. It might feel good today, but it's gonna feel bad tomorrow when you're wearing that armor and fighting them damn monsters. Okay, got it. Aster nodded and made full use of his tongue and hands to make Ramius' body throb as much as possible. Rubbing her legs together, Ramius arched far backward. Ramius? Huh? The fact that his caressing brought a girl to climax bewildered Aster, but also gave him some sense of pride. Well, I mean, as it does. Some guys get a little bit too prideful of their abilities and get very arrogant and brutish, I guess you could say. Is she ready now? Aster slid his palm down to Ramius' lower region and confirmed with his fingertips that she was sufficiently wet. He just ran a finger over the wet slit, but Ramius exhibited a surprisingly strong reaction. Sorry, can't keep my voice down. Can I put it in? Ramius' expression of desire for him made Aster's crotch swell so much it nearly burst. Just have to do this. Determined, he drew in Ramius' hips. Oh, we got another one. There's a third CG scene. See, this is what they give you when you pay for the game. The Rance thing was a DLC bonus. It was free. Is this the spot? With his right hand, he lined his cock with Ramius' moist entrance, then pushed forward. Onwards! Sloosh! Ah! His cock was surrounded by the slimy organ, forcing a groan from his mouth. What the heck? This feels awesome! Pleasure incomparable to when he jerked himself off immediately impacted Aster. Oh man, I'll never be satisfied with my right hand again. Said no man ever! That's how hard the feeling of a girl's pussy hit him. Wanting to feel further pleasure, he tried to cram his half-submerged cock the rest of the way inside. Okay, don't fucking hurt her. Then she's gonna feel the boob and the damn, vagina pains. I mean, she's gotta fight monsters now, come on! Have some fucking sympathy here! However, Ramius' face twisted with pain, causing Aster to frantically stop. Yeah, you idiot! So sorry, it's my first time. I'm sure it hurts. That's not it, she says. She's lying. No? Okay, so it's a mix of pain and pleasure for her. Does it? Looked like you were in pain. Well, it felt better than I imagined, so taking it was difficult. Oh, well, that was her saying that. Okay. Is the Aiden's blood causing that? That's definitely the Aiden's blood. Maybe I should stop then. I suggest aloe vera gel if she wants her insides soothed. Okay, sure. Out of consideration for Ramius, Aster carefully sank his hips lower. Slush, splush, whoosh. A little more. Aster pushed through the narrow pussy until his cock was finally buried up to the base. Then he pulled back, grinding their organs together and giving himself a numbing euphoria like he'd never experienced before. Can't let it end yet! But unable to handle the sensation of the tightening pussy, he steadily moved his hips faster and faster. Slush, bloosh. Each shake of Aster's hips strained out some of the mix of hymen blood and erotic juices soaking the sheets beneath. Wow, there's so much! You're really getting off to it, though, Aster said, intending to mess with her a bit. Ah, see, she admits her depravity. Gulp. Ramius' obscene confession brought out in Aster a smidgen of dark arousal. That's no good. He shook his head and returned his focus to moving his hips. Slush, slush, slush. In sync with their hips, the moist erotic sound of their genitals grinding together filled the room. This is new to me too. You're super warm inside. A slight shift in angle seemed to result in a sensitive spot being rubbed, getting her to shriek. Finding it both arousing and endearing, Aster placed his lips on the gasping girl's. Help! Ramius, Ramius. He went on to, it almost sounded like he was cheering for a sports team or something. He went on to lick and kiss across her nape, leaving marks behind. Every time he swung his hips, Ramius' plentiful breasts enticingly swayed. Aster gripped him with all his strength and accelerated his thrusting. I'm gonna. The perfect contracting of the pussy brought Aster straight to the verge of ejaculation. Ramius, I'm about to make you totally mine. Okay. Aster gave a hearty nod, held Ramius' legs, and focused entirely on moving his hips. Slush, slush, whoosh! There was a watery rubbing sound as he used his cock to indulge in her pussy sensations. Come, sir, come. Hurry up and come. The flesh coiling around his crock, his cock frothed with juices that further drenched the sheets. Ramius and Aster reached climax at about the same time. With his cock in her deepest depths, Aster released his hot spray of semen. Gush, gush, gush. Apologies for the barking dog. It is during the day. I can't believe coming in a girl feels so good. Ramius' pussy was twitching as though to slurp up every drop of Aster's semen. Post-ejaculation, Aster's cock went soft for a bit, but before even being pulled out, it strived to regain its hardness. Ah! Oh, well, yeah. Sorry, can't help it. Ramius asked with a look of ecstasy. I don't know if the Aiden's blood wore off yet. Well, that's not important now. I want to keep doing it too. Ramius, I want to come in you more. I want to do it like crazy. My arousal might be too much to handle. Then I'll keep going. You ready? She chuckled and took Aster's idea as a challenge. Alright, time for round two. Aster thrust his reinvigorated cock into Ramius' depths. Oh wow, they're going to do it again? And the whole thing? Shit, once was enough. Okay, here we go. Has one wife. The next morning, Aster felt the warmth of the woman clinging to his right arm as he awakened. Guess I fell asleep at some point. Ramius was snoring with a lack of peace. With a look of peace on her face, implying she was free of the Aiden's blood effects. I had sex with Ramius. I don't remember anything past the fourth time, but that felt good. Sex rolls! Ramia, she was cute last night. Not that she isn't cute now. Trusting and asked her enough to sleep by him, Ramius inspired such love in him that he gently stroked her with his free hand. Huh? On close inspection of his left hand, his ring finger had a shining golden ring on it. Could this be Mother Eve's blessing? Oh, you're up. Morning. The morning. Noticing Aster's face was close, Ramius averted her blushing face as she responded. It appears when you're married, right? Yes, I have one too. Look. Ramius' outstretched left hand had an identical ring. A couple who followed Mother Eve's laws gets matching rings, huh? To think I'd one day be granted a ring. Until yesterday, I never even dreamed of it. Same here, makes me kind of glad. Do you really feel that way? She needs to get over herself. Huh? Think I wouldn't be? I was under the impression that once men take care of their arousal, they have a shocking shift towards rational thought. Bing, 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 bing. True. It's called post-nut clarity. Do you not regret it now? Was I really worth marrying? Nah, I'm more than happy to marry a cute girl like you. Oh, Aster. Ramius. In the soft morning sunlight, they gazed at each other and brought their faces together. Sam! Morning! Rich! How's it going? Eyes adjusted to the sunlight yet? Rich, why are you here? I was worried about whether he'd actually sleep with you, so I followed him up till he went in your room. Worried? Was the one who told Aster about Aiden's blood? Ding ding ding, correct! The one who asked Aster to do you was me! But even before I asked, he wanted to have sex with you, apparently. Get over yourself, lady. Why? Is that true, Aster? Yeah, ever since we met, I was like, I want to tap that. Lol, at least he's honest. Now I'd like to discuss what to do next, if you wouldn't mind getting dressed. That perky rod makes it hard to look at you. Ah! Aster rolled out of bed and gathered up his scattered clothes. I never realized my target was hiding so close by. What a blunder. I'm used to being chased by you at this point. In contrast to Ramius' frustration, Rich grinned like a child who had pulled off some form of mischief. But if you're showing yourself now, I take it you're willing to return to the castle. Your home? The sparkle bombs from the outlaw hideout, based on what evidence was left, are numerous enough to blow up one whole city. We saw that, so we can kind of prove that. What? This has to be reported to the Knights so they can come up with a countermeasure. You think after they were brought into this country, they were carried off somewhere else? That's entirely possible. Right, some outlaws are wandering around the country with tons of destructive weapons. Then let's hurry... Her voice actor is really slow. Then let's hurry to the capital. I'll see you there. I can get back fine myself. More importantly, I think you have to get home. That's true, but taking you back is my duty. Why go to Ramius's house? Were you planning to marry Ramius and not introduce herself to your family? Oh yeah, I have to go ask for their daughter's hand. I mean, you already took it. So where's Ramius's house? In Stallion. Ramius's father runs the town. Alright folks, well that'll be it for Grimm's Hentai Games Corner, and I will see you guys later.